This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch two major initiatives, PM Dhan Dhan Yojana and Self-Reliance Impulses Mission, in New Delhi tomorrow. During the event, the Prime Minister will also interact with farmers. The program underscores the government's continued commitment to farmer welfare, agricultural self-reliance and strengthening rural infrastructure. In Bihar, the issue over seat sharing within the NDA for the assembly elections has come to an end after a series of talks and persuasion. Now, after the conclusion of the BJP's core committee meeting, it is expected that the top NDA leaders will announce the seat sharing arrangement soon. The party's national president JP Nadda will chair the core committee meeting in New Delhi tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed his deep appreciation to Afghanistan for its strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terror attack on 22nd of April. In a joint statement following talks between Dr. S. Jaishankar and Afghan Foreign Minister Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi in New Delhi, both sides unequivocally condemned all acts of terrorism emanating from regional countries. Both sides emphasized respect for each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Afghan Foreign Minister reiterated the commitment that the Afghan government will not allow any group to use the territory of Afghanistan against India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed condolences over the loss of lives caused by the recent devastating earthquake in Nangarhar and Kunar provinces. The Afghan Foreign Minister appreciated India's role as the first responder to the disaster and its delivery of relief materials. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed India's commitment to continuing such assistance.
We have a shared interest in boosting trade and commerce. I'm glad to note the commencement of additional flights between Kabul and New Delhi. India has introduced a new visa module for Afghan people in April 2025. As a result, we are now issuing greater number of visas, including in medical, business and student categories.
Both sides discussed ways to further strengthen cooperation in sports, especially cricket, to advance cultural interactions. They welcomed the commencement of the India-Afghanistan air freight corridor, which will further enhance direct trade and commerce between the two countries. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today urged airlines to keep airfares reasonable during the festive season. Airlines assured that passenger convenience will remain their top priority and informed that additional flight capacities have been deployed on high traffic routes to meet festive demand. Addressing the monthly review meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu emphasized strict adherence to safety protocols and stressed the airline to adopt best practices in passenger convenience and service quality. During the interaction with the majority of the airlines, the minister also reviewed grievance redressal done by the airlines and directed them to qualitatively close passenger grievances in a timely manner. The Nobel Peace Prize for the year 2025 was awarded to Maria Corina Machado for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela. Machado, also known as the Iron Lady in Venezuela, was listed in Time magazine's The 100 Most Influential People of 2025 list. As the leader of the democracy movement in Venezuela, Maria Corina Machado is one of the most extraordinary examples of civilian courage in Latin America in recent times. India's rising para powerlifting star Vinay won the gold medal in the 72kg junior category at the Para Powerlifting World Championships in Cairo today. Vinay recorded an impressive series of 137kg, 142kg and 147kg in his three attempts. His final lift of 147kg was ruled invalid by the referees, but his second successful lift of 142kg was enough to secure the gold medal, narrowly defeating Mikolaj Kikob of Poland, who lifted 141kg. In cricket, opener Yashasvi Jaiswal scored an unbeaten 173 to help India reach 318 for 2 in their first innings at stumps on day 1 of second test against West Indies at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Yashasvi Jaiswal on 173 and skipper Shubman Gill on 20 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.